Claire breathed in the smell of blood. Sharp, metallic, in the air, on her skin. She slipped her knife into the space between the joint and bone of the mare's hip. A small young female, but still too much meat. More than enough for their next few days of hunting. Tonight, she and John would feast on the rump with garlic and onion, some saltbush leaves, perhaps a mint paste. If they followed the stream east, they might find watercress. Claire felt happy thinking about her dinner. She felt lust, a fervent yearning, her mouth filled with saliva, a violent tenderness. Her heart expanded, blossomed, pressed against her ribcage that she mewed without sound, kittenish. She slunk forward, barely in control, through the grass. No, these were not her thoughts.
Cat! Cat!
Claire yelled and stood, dropping the knife, picking up her spear from the bloodied ground. Her hunting companion rushed to join her, his spear also in his hand.
Where?
John asked. On the rock ledge above them. Of course, a perfect place for sleeping and drowsing and waiting for prey. Claire and John would never have lingered near such a ledge, if that weren't where the mare had been, their own chosen prey. The foolish young female separated from her herd and resting in the shade. Claire pointed and began backing away, always facing the low rock cliff. John understood and fanned off to the side.
Muckaluck.
Claire's hands were wet with blood. She took the time to dry her palms on her leather shirt. The saber-toothed cat was still slinking, still seconds away, his presence betrayed by that telepathic, reckless yearning. No one knew why these hunters and scavengers lusted for human flesh the way they did. Some receivers in the tribe claimed this was more than hunger and more like love, a desire to be with humans, bonded with humans, inside each other. Claire found herself muttering, "You'd like me to be inside you, would you?" as she pushed down her fear and gathered up her anger. This was her mare, not his. Her life, not his. He could have the mare when she was done. She had a tasty dinner planned. She was on a hunting trip with a friend. She had worked hard and deserved this. Claire estimated the distance, backed up some steps, and tightened her grip on the spear. When the cat leaped from the ledge, landed, and raced toward her, she would have to strike in one of two places. There, the thump on the ground, heavy body, paws on dirt. Claire shifted to a slightly different angle. The blur of movement running. Her own rush of terror.
I adore you, the big cat spoke clearly in her mind. I love you. I want you.
Claire aimed for that thought. Thought that could travel in waves, and threw hard into a liquid eye. John's spear drove hard too, slipping between ribs and slicing lung, so that the blurred form jerked, stabbed on two sides and seemingly pinned to the air. Motionless before toppling over, unconscious, and then dead.
Are there more?
John panted. Saber-tooths often hunted in family groups. Claire shook her head. Her hands were trembling now, and she sat on the ground. But John's release was different, an adrenaline kick of energy as he stretched out the saber-toothed cat to measure the length. 170 centimeters, looking at the teeth. 25 centimeters, estimating weight. 200 kilograms. An adolescent male, John proclaimed. Not particularly big. Most likely chased away by one of the other males in his family. Not thin or ill, but inexperienced. Lonely and stupid.